When 84-year-old Maureen ended up with nowhere she could afford, she moved in with her daughter. But given she has a cat that wasn't allowed in the apartment, the senior was forced to live in her car during the recent heat wave.
Well, I've lived in houses most of my life. I've always rented. I never owned a house, but I always owned a place for me and my kids. I had 5 kids.
Her daughter, April, says the hunt for affordable housing was a daunting road littered with dead ends and diversions.
They told her to call the YMCA every day and put her name on the list for a bed. They've even told her to go down to the downtown shelter. They told her to call the senior shelter. It's full. Even her doctor's office has said to her, if you want to keep your cat, you know that you're not going to find a place right away and that you will be living in your car.
Larry Matheson, president and CEO of Unison at Kirby, says they're seeing a disturbing hike in numbers of people facing similar struggles.
So far this year, we've seen a little over 600 seniors coming to ask us for help to find housing.
It gets worse.
I think one of the things that's more disturbing for us this year is the number is higher, but of those 612 seniors who come to our door, less than 2% of them have been able to find low-income or subsidized housing. And that is a bit of a frightening number for us, for sure.
Many weeks later, Maureen is on a wait list and yet to get the keys to her new place. She figures she's lucky. For 660 News Radio Calgary, I'm Nadia Moharab.